Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us here live again this week on On Point. I'm your host, A-Trey, and we want to welcome you here back to our format, and glad that you can make it with us. I have with me today my incredible co, Dr. James Moore. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Great, great, great. And what we also have our other co, this morning with us. I don't know if you can hear. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We have Ty Trees with us, too. Okay. Not coming through. And today, we want to go back. We're going to revisit something. In this week in our segment, State of Our Union, we're going to have an update on a story that we did a couple weeks back on stolen babies and body parts markets, as well as current events in this particular matter. We'll be getting brought back up to speed on the newest occurrences on what can be done and so forth, and share your perspectives with us. And be sure to call us in today at 347-855-8662. And we're going to be welcoming back Michelle Elderman with us today. Let me see if she's with us. Michelle?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
I'm glad that you're back with us. Okay, let's jump back in. I just to update some of the people that what was going on, I remember that you were having, you had a baby. And by some foul actions that you weren't a part of, you were separated from your baby. And you went
through
this entirely long process, this strenuous ordeal to try to find some answers after you were told that your baby was no longer with you, that the baby passed. You found information possibly contrary to that. What's been going on since then? What new information do you have for us today?
Well, not really new information as far as, you know, I just have to take my baby steps to play things outright. But my next move is to possibly make sure that the baby is buried, like they say. But like I've told the doctor, I said that I was already warned that he's probably not in that, he's not there, basically. And so when the body parts story came out, I had suspected that they had lost or, you know, done something with the body so then they can cover up the DNA that I needed to prove what I suspected. Of course, all my medical records and everything point towards, you know, that the baby that I was told was mine that died at birth, all the records point to the fact that he wasn't mine. He was a different size. There's foul play in the casket. I'm getting jumped in my house. My house is getting robbed, being harassed, just to basically stop me from what I'm doing.
Michelle, is there anyone who's proffering any sort of help or assistance?
No, I have to do all this on my own. Actually, my sheriff was my PI before he became sheriff. I ran his campaign with him, and he had promised me that he was going to look into this. And unfortunately, when he became sheriff, he wasn't taking my calls anymore, and I started going with South Carolina authorities because the kidnapping happened in South Carolina, and they was investigating my case, so they say. And they wanted to talk to my sheriff since he knew so much about it. He told me I needed $1 million to find my son, my biological son. He had no doubt in his mind that if that was my child that I exhumed, I would have my DNA. And, of course, I don't have my DNA. So I know I have a child out there, which I knew that. But he stopped the investigation in South Carolina. After talking to my sheriff, South Carolina stopped the investigation.
Okay, and apologies, okay. I'm trying to get some clarification. I'm really sorry that you're going through that, but I understood, if correct me if I'm wrong, I understood that you're saying someone broke into your house and they're harassing you physically in your house. Is that what I understood?
Oh, yes. When I went to, it took me about 3 months to get the transit orders from the judge in South Carolina, because they told me actually that I couldn't take him out of the state because he wasn't my property, and just harassing me, didn't want me to exhume the child, and definitely did not want me taking him out of the state. But I looked into the law and found out how I could do it, and I went up and got him myself, me and my family.
Understood.
So you,
my question. Go ahead, Trent.
I'm sorry.
So you were able to get the body exhumed?
Yes, I was.
And
that's
whenever
I started having a lot of trouble in my house and by the police and
that's unbelievable. The nature of my question. I was asking if anybody was proffering help in that realm when folks are breaking into your house and harassing you. Is there anyone that you're able to call to get assistance? And I'm assuming that's because the people that you would call are the ones who are doing the harassing.
The law, yes.
Oh, that is
wow. That's
seriously
a big
unfortunate.
Actually, one time when I pulled up in my house, my daughter, I don't think my daughter was with me. I think I just dropped her off at Taekwondo, and I came back to the house real quick, and an officer pulled in real quick behind me, and I thought, what is going on? And when he got out of the car, he had his hand on his gun or taser. I don't know. It scared me because of everything that was going on. I started running. I've never, you know, been incarcerated for anything. I don't break the law. So I started running because this guy was getting ready to tackle me. And sure enough, he chased me around the house. And I was trying to break into my house like everybody else was breaking into, you know, to get in there quick. And I had to get 29 stitches on my wrist and stuff because the glass broke. But there was no reason for him to be on my property, no reason for him to question me at all. I mean, to follow me and be at my house whenever I got home alone.
Okay, I'm
I have a question. I have a question.
Are you saying that, yeah.
Do you guys mind?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, no, Chris.
Okay.
Chris, welcome on the board.
Hey, how you doing? My question is this. It's actually a two-parter. Have you ever tried to, have you cross-referenced, like, the, not only, like, your missing child's case in the state of South Carolina, but, like, with some of the other missing child cases in South Carolina, and have you cross-referenced that information with maybe, like, the FBI's information that, like, all states are supposed to submit to the FBI?
Yes, I have. Actually, I've linked quite a few cases to this.
And What were your findings, and what were you saying, Trey?
I was asking, were you familiar with that Miss Weathers case? And she found her child after, 35 years.
Definitely, yes, I am familiar with that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Did you try to reach upon the same kind of authorities? I think that the Federal Bureau of Investigations would be very interested.
They told me I needed DNA before they will do anything, and that's exactly what they're keeping me from getting. They was going to help me because I sent them the pictures. I sent them medical records. I sent them about 13 pages of facts. And they was blown away by the evidence I already had. And then they found out that I don't have any DNA to prove this, so they just shut my case. and basically laugh at me and actually told me whoever has him loves him now, my son.
That is
wow.
just out of control.
That's crazy. It is.
You remember the case where the pregnant girl come up missing in North Carolina? I'm going to look up her name real quick. Drew is her brother. She was pregnant, about to have a C-section, and she come up missing. And then when they found
I'm not familiar with it.
No, nothing? Well, that was a failed attempt to get a baby, I believe. I was hoping that it was a sting to bust this baby market, but the way they've hushed everything up, and I've called the police department and, you know, to find out, you know, was she pregnant? You know, she had a scheduled C-section, so that would mean that the doctors are involved, obviously. They have to know whether she's pregnant or not, and she was not pregnant.
Wow.
And so
Michelle,
I think that was a failed attempt. You wonder why
these
babies...
You bring a lot of things to light for us.
Oh. You wonder why these babies are found on the side of the road, in the dumpster, and stuff like that, and everybody's wondering, well, them parents, that's awful of them. Well, how do they know about them parents? How do they know the mother is not dead somewhere? How do they know the mother is not being threatened? How do they know what's going on the other side? Because these people could be taking these babies.
What else can folks do to help out with this situation? Because you're right, a lot of folks don't know. And in that situation, I know that, you know, out here in Arizona, we have the fire station law where you can drop a baby off at the fire station
right.
and so on. But give us an example of when someone finds themselves in a situation like that, what are the steps that you're recommending for them to take?
You know, if I was in that situation, I would definitely go to my family or even, you know, personally find your, if you want to adopt your child out or give your child to someone, I suggest you personally find someone that wants, you know, a child and do your own research, do your background. And I mean, have a problem with, I hate to even say it too, because I know there's organizations out there that will help you. But with everything going on right now, I just don't have much faith in these systems right now. So,
understood.
I suggest you just you find someone that you can trust. You know,
and Michelle, I think there are legitimate
organizations out there that back parents, mothers and fathers alike. It's not to say that they're not credible. It's just St. Joseph's. They're all across the country. St. Joseph's, big place. Don't care if you're Muslim, Hindu, Catholic, Protestant. Doesn't matter. They're big on assisting mothers, young mothers that want to adopt. If I know this sounds really crazy, but even your state Commerce Commission, they have programs that you can research and initiate yourself if that's the route you want to go. Whereas if you want to go place a child up for adoption, or if they have advocates that assist with young mothers and so forth, that your Chamber of Commerce, Chicanos por la Casa, Black Chamber of Commerce, Latino Chamber of Commerce, they have organizations inside of those organizations that assist in you know, young mothers' aid, adoptions, and so forth. It's just a matter of research. If you're saying to do the same thing, since that's what you're saying, I'm putting it out there that these are some things that you have at your disposal to go upon. I'm blown away at the extent of the things that have been happening, and more so at the individuals appearingly involved. The police.
Oh, I am too. Yeah.
Hospital. I don't know if you've gone to any of your state senators or so forth. Or
they always tell me to refer back to the law. the police departments, FBI, and they just pass the buck as well. I mean, I've been interviewed by Homeland Security, FBI, FDLE, SLED.
I think dishonesty by people in positions of power is slowly been eroding, you know, the public's trust, and you know, this is, you know, people don't trust them anymore. So,
I've done everything they told me to do, and that's why I'm here in this mess. I guess they was just hoping I would give up, and I'm not going to give up. I don't have my answers in writing yet, so.
I have a question still. So I heard you exhumed the body, but what would happen if you exhumed it? And it's your, quote-unquote, your child. Why couldn't you get in if they allowed you the opportunity to get exhumed? I know that that's a court order to exhume a body. Why weren't you able to view it or anything to that effect?
I wasn't able to view it, as a matter of fact, at the funeral home. The day of the funeral, we wasn't allowed to view the baby again. After I left the hospital, we couldn't view the baby. And we just had a graveside service. And when I went to go exhume him, they said that I needed the father's signature to exhume the baby as well. And I said, no, I'm a single mother. I don't have to have his signature, because I didn't want to have to go through that. Because I knew that he wouldn't want me to, because he was a part of it. Every time I'd ask questions, he would beat me and threaten to kill me if I didn't stop asking questions. So when I looked into the law, and being a single mother, I didn't have to have his signature. So I had to fight for that right to exhume him, and they did not want him out of the state. I'm afraid. I mean, I hate to assume anything, because this is bad enough already. I hate to assume the worst, but I heard it from the medical examiner himself. He said that he is not your property. I said, the heck he ain't. The body's mine. The casket's mine. The dirt in that hole is mine. I will come and get it myself. They even tried to get me to forge the father's signature on there. And I said, no, wow. I'm not going to do that. It's kind of like they was trying to make me break the law so I could get incarcerated or something. I can't do anything from jail.
Right, right.
So I did it by the law.
And I commend you for sticking by your guns, too.
Definitely. I know of cases in South Carolina where when I was looking into my own, I found there was McKnight. These girls are accused of using drugs and put in jail because they, quote-unquote, had a stillborn. Well, I do believe that one got her baby exhumed, and the baby's DNA did not match. And the judge told her, well, they just got it mixed up with another stillborn. No judge can say that. There has to be an investigation for him to say that.
Right, right.
Too many questions.
Michelle, I want to thank you for joining us. I know you probably feel like, you know, you feel alone out there, but I think, honestly, the strength in numbers. And us helping you build your numbers, give us one last way for folks to contact you before you go, so that we can help build those numbers so you have somebody out there working with you.
Right, yes. My Facebook is the best way to contact me, and it's Michelle Helderman, H-E-L-D-E-R-M-A-N, in Pensacola, Florida.
Thank you so much, Michelle. We're rooting for you. We're thinking about you, praying for you, and we hope that your situation gets better. And I'll reach out to you soon to check in, touch base with you, and maybe we'll have you on sometime down the road, and we can see if, you know, things are getting better for you, okay?
Okay, well, I was going to mention something about the whole Planned Parenthood body parts, baby body parts being sold.
Okay, we have a couple of moments, yes.
Okay, well, that's just another, you know, there's no, they're not going to take any legal action against them, which is the same way they did with this pathologist that I got revoked. They didn't discipline him either. It's almost like they're supporting this whole body parts market as well. They just have the right wording.
Let's you and I talk offline and see if we can come up. Maybe we can put something together and address that more succinctly and saliently the next time we chat. How does that sound?
Okay. That sounds great. That sounds great.
That'd be perfect. Love to have you on again.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for joining us.
Okay. Well, man, that was
that's it's out of control, Trey. Who knows this
deep,
you know, stuff like that's going on? Yeah, that's very deep, and it's troubling. It's troubling to think that a mom would go through something like that.
Well, I mean, and it's just that there's other things. I'm full of questions. You know, there's I don't know. To me, it just seems like her places to turn and navigation were cut really short. And it kind of stinks to see that somebody would have so little resource. That kind of stinks. But and we will rejoin that. We will rejoin that again later. In this segment, our second segment is "I Bet You Didn't Know." We're going to share some unknown things, you know, things you probably didn't know or you heard about but hadn't addressed before or hadn't been brought to light currently. Some information that maybe even about one of your hosts, little known facts. You know, do you know the background of your host? There could be a device that you can utilize each and every day that maybe you're curious about its origin. So that's what we're going to go with today. That's in our second segment. Bet you didn't know. So
that being said, Trey, I got to ask you something, man. Share with us something that we didn't know, either about you or something that maybe that you stumbled across. But I'm curious about you, my man. What about you?
What about me? Oh, wow. I'm an open book. I'm a open book. But my like some of the things I like. I'm a closet freak. No, I'm just kidding. I like to.
Wow. Michelle, bro, different show.
Man, look, the shoe is 96. It's consensual and it's okay by the law in 41 states. So I'm very artistic. I overthink, not so much overthink as a specific thing. I'm very family oriented, love my children, three boys and a girl. I'm very motivated. I'm stuck on the idea of leaving a positive footprint where I am in this life right now. Because I know nothing is actually promised to me. I love my friend. I'm a passionate person, and I'm debateful, not argumentative. So shut up! Don't ask me that again. Anyway, I'm debateful, but I love my friends. The people that I surround myself with are people I care about genuinely, and I would go 50 miles outside of my way, which would not be out of my way, to always support them. Because I'm to my friends the way that I believe they should be with or towards me. And I am afraid. But that's another story for another show. So that's it. Anything specific? What about you, Jay? Tell us a little bit about you.
What about me? Well, I guess, some of my closest friends know I'm actually believing I'm a product of the foster care system. And that's why I'm so passionate about those things when you hear the things with the missing kids and the foster care, you know, folks and the big brothers, big sisters. That's right up my alley because I left home at six to join the foster care system, and then again at 14. So I did two tours, like NOM, you know, I always like to say that. But, you know, I like the foster care system, and this is not a dig at any of the parents, because there's some really good foster care parents out there. We do have a need for great foster care parents as well, because there's also some that are not quite, we'll say, a stellar. But I think that what gave me a really interesting perspective for my life and as I grew up is I spent my first few years in foster care in a mixture of black and white foster homes. So it gave me a really interesting perspective interculturally. And I remember as a kid and even growing up, I'd hear people say, well, you know, white people are like this. And I'm like, yeah, you're not exactly correct. And I'd hear people say, well, black people are like this. Yeah, you're not exactly correct. So it gave me an interesting perspective. Now, as a side note, a downside to that, and I think you and I have kind of joked about this growing up, because I was learning, that was, you know, picked up my dialect, my diction, so on, I got into a lot of fights when I went into black foster homes, because the black kids would come up to me and say, you talk this like a little white boy. And I'd say, no, I don't, because I couldn't hear it. And so I had a lot of, that's how unfortunately, that was not the fun part.
Actually, that's not quite true.
No, I don't. Leave me alone or I'll have you thrashed. I'll thrash you.
No.
Yeah, so it was just an interesting journey, man, because, you know, when you meet someone, you never know what their background is. You never know what their history is. You don't know what they've been through and who they know. And it was always interesting, you know, for me to hear, like, well, you don't know, you don't understand. And I'm like, I probably have a pretty good understanding of certain things. So that's me, and we can't leave out Chris. Don't be trying to hide.
I have humble beginnings, man. I'm a country boy at heart, you know. I was exposed to a lot, you know, when I grew up. You know, I was fortunate enough to have, like, you know, family members that, you know, my mom and my dad still around, and, you know, they exposed me to a lot of different things. But, you know, I didn't really, really get exposed to, like, different things until I, you know, like different cultures and things of that nature until I came out here, and I came out here at 17, you know. But, you know, I'm kind of laid back, you know, kind of easygoing, you know, for the most part. Very, very observant, you know. And
I get it.
Inquisitive.
So you ask a lot of questions?
Yeah, not necessarily more so like with, you know, internal questions, you know, like, you know, if something's going on, like, you know, I'm always questioning, like, okay, well, you know, inside, like, you know, why is this going on? And, you know, what's the real purpose for this?
And he's being a little humble because I've spoken with him. He's very philosophical. So, yeah, he's being humble.
And so I think I'm not going to say he's argumentative, but a lot of times.
Really?
I'm not going to say argumentative, but a lot of times it's a.
Why not passion?
Not exactly.
How about that? Passion.
Yeah.
Passively argumentative. Nice. I like it.
Yeah, that's it. I like that. I'll stick to debateful.
All right.
Well, gentlemen,
well, someone told me I was HIV once, bro, and I said it was hypervigilance.
I like that too.
That's what I call it. I don't call it OCD. It's hypervigilance.
Yeah, that's what we'll call it for today. Well, everyone, we appreciate you joining us, and we appreciate you being here with us and for listening to us. And we hope that you come back next week. Raise your glasses, bottoms to the top. Remember, every thought is grand. Every idea is warranted. And for every step you take and for every endeavor you make, we hope that they're always on point.
On point.
On point.
See you next week.
Hey.
Thank you.